start looking at the Word today, and we're going to, you know, you can't believe beyond what you actually know. If you don't know it, you can't believe for it. That's why faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And we have to keep our faith stirred up by hearing. You don't have it in your heart just because you heard it 25 years ago. To keep something in your heart, you got to continually feed on it. So it's good to come to healing school when you're well. You can just take a big dose of God's medicine. You can't get an overdose. You just take all you want, and the more you take, the better you get. Hallelujah. The freer you get. So let's look at Psalm 145, verse 8. The Lord is gracious. That means He's disposed to show favors. And full of compassion. He's full of compassion. Slow to anger and of great mercy. If He's full of compassion, there's no room for anything else. He's got great mercy. Mercy, just the word mercy is not enough. You have to amplify mercy some way. Tender mercy, great mercy. God's mercy is so wonderful. We know that it endures forever. The Scripture says so. We know that His mercy's renewed every morning. So what you did yesterday, hey, mercy's for you today. Isn't God good? Hallelujah. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. I think I have a definition here of mercy from Christ the Healer. That's one of the best books on healing I've ever read by F.F. Bosworth. To suffer with another, eager yearning. God has eager yearning to do you good. We think we've got to talk God into the idea of doing something for us, and most of the time He's already done it. He's already taken care of our healing. He put our sicknesses and diseases on Jesus. What do we have to do? We just have to believe what He's already done. That's faith. The Lord is gracious, full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all. That's why you're going to be healed today. The Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works. Now look at Psalm 103. This is a great psalm here. Ooh, you could live on this psalm. Settles the issue, really. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. Some places, you know, they say, well, at our church, we don't teach healing. We don't preach healing. We preach the new birth. We think it's more important. Well, I think it's more important, too. If I had to make a choice, I'd definitely choose the new birth. But I want you to learn right here, you don't ever have to make that choice. This says, forget not all His benefits. And then it begins to list the benefits. Psalm 68 says, God daily loadeth us. Daily, not one time. We're living in a state of salvation, a state of being made sound. He daily loadeth us with the benefits of salvation. You ought to get up every morning and just expecting to be loaded with the benefits of your salvation. You are a citizen of the kingdom of God. The power of God, the anointing of God, the anointed one, the Holy Ghost is in you. Hallelujah. And you ought to be expectant every day. You ought to just get up every day thinking, I wonder what good things God is going to do for me today. Hallelujah. That's expectancy. That's faith. That's what causes God to move. That's just the kind of a heart attitude God is looking for to show Himself strong. Who forgiveth? Here's one of the benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? I like the all words in the Bible. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? You didn't commit something God's not going to forgive. I don't care how recent it was either. It won't keep you from getting healed today. That's because God's full of mercy and compassion and eager yearning to do you good, and it's because He's good. Now just keep your place there and we'll settle this issue about the sin part. A lot of times people need this in healing school. We had a girl that had stolen things off the book table the day before. And she'd come into healing school. She'd been paralyzed on one side of her body for 2 years. And she would never have been able to receive her healing without this scripture. In James 5:14, it says, 13 says, is any among you afflicted? That means trouble. That doesn't mean with sickness there if you look it up in the Greek. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. You know, if you've got trouble, you're the one that better be praying about it. It's good to write and get prayer requests and have people pray with you and have the pastor pray or the church ministers pray with you. That's good. But I'm telling you, what's really good is for you to pray too. You better pray too. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. That would be like the prayer business would be like, is any merry? Well, let him get somebody to sing for him. Now, if you're in trouble, I'm telling you one thing. Nobody cares like you care. You might have a good pastor, but he may be in trouble too. He may be having something he's got to pray through. And we're just naturally more concerned about our own trouble, aren't we? So you're the one that needs to lay hold of it in faith. You learn how to be dependent on your own spiritual welfare and what you've got in your heart, and you pray. Get others to pray with you, that's good, if they know how to pray. Don't get somebody to pray with you that says, well, Lord, if it's your will, heal him. Just forget that. If that person doesn't know what the will of God is, they cannot have any faith in their prayer. That's not good. So this says, if any's afflicted among you, let him pray. If he's merry, sing psalms. If any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save. And the same word that's translated saved is translated healed. And it's the word that salvation comes from. Shall save or heal the sick. And the Lord shall raise him up. Now that's good, but here's the mercy of God. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. If he have committed sins. So today, even if you've been living in sin, maybe your lifestyle's the reason you've got what you've got. And you know the devil tells you, well, look, big boy, you got yourself into this. God's not going to heal you because you got into it by doing wrong anyway. See, Satan really, he depends a lot on condemnation. Because if you believe God's your problem, then you're not going to be able to believe God for healing or anything. Or he'll say you're in it because, you know, as a punishment. Now, there are certain things. In fact, the Bible just says the wages of sin is death. But it's not the punishment of God that comes on you, really. Now, there is a wrath of God coming, but it's not here yet. We're in the day of grace, the scripture says. And oh, yes, thank you, God, we're in the day of grace. It's not God punishing you. It's that when the wages of sin are the produce of sin, sin's lifestyle brings death. Sin's lifestyle brings sickness and disease. Sin's lifestyle brings defeat. That's because it's part of the curse and it promotes the curse in your life. But according to the mercy of God, you could get healed today. You can get forgiven for your sins today and healed at the same time. Now that's how good God is. He won't hold it against you. He wants you to be free. He loves you even when you do wrong because he's a good God. And he's always eagerly yearning to get you into a place where he can minister to you. I think that's why he likes healing school so much, because we just come in here and let him do what he likes to do. Hallelujah. So if you've got sin in your life, if you've never made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you've never become a believer, well, today's the day. You can do it all at one time. If you've got sin in your life, repent of it. If you're a Christian, get it under the blood of Jesus. And if you've never made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, but when we pray the prayer, I'll lead you in prayer, and you pray it from your heart, you can become a new creature and be healed at the same time. Oh, God's good. He's always been good. He'll always be good. this time, jillions of years from now in eternity, he'll still be good. And so you can see the will of God done in three places where God's will was done unhindered. You can see God's will in sickness and disease and healing and so on in these three places. One of them was the Garden of Eden. There was no sickness, no disease, no pain, no lack, plenty of everything, abundance, perfect. It was good. Didn't God make something and say, it's good. It's good. He made this and it was good. Well, what else would a good God do but make something good? So you see the will of God done before sin came in the Garden of Eden. Then you see the will of God done unhindered in heaven. No pain or sorrow there, the Bible says. No sickness or disease. No lack. No sorrow of any kind in heaven. Oh, what a wonderful place it's going to be. I wish Jesus would come right now. I just wish he'd come right now. You talk about a believer's convention. Friend, we are going to have a believer's convention when we get to heaven. It is going to be so wonderful. And if you've lost loved ones and they've already crossed over to the other side and you're grieving for them, you're spending your time. Wasting your time. Wasting your time. They wouldn't come back if they could. Once you cross over into the glory, this place looks like the pits. Grief is not of God. Death, the spirit of death, and the spirit of grief travel together. Spirit of death comes into a family, the spirit of grief right there on his heels to ruin the rest of the family. And many people are sick because they're grieving. What happens when you start grieving? Well, the life of God quits flowing out of you. You get down, you get depressed. Grief is one of the most powerful things to suppress the life of God in you. Now, that's one reason that people don't get healed, because they try to live under that spirit of grief. So rebuke it. Now, I think it's going to rain today. So we might as well not be in any hurry. We'll just sit here and go into the Word of God. Mercy me. In the name of Jesus, you don't touch this place. In Jesus' name, we bind you. Now you get out of here, weather. You get out of here, weather, in Jesus' name. This is the sanctuary of the Lord today. And I rebuke any kind of bad weather. I rebuke any storm over this city. You get out in Jesus' name. We take authority over you. We take authority over you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, lights, you stay on in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The third place you see the will of God done is in the ministry of Jesus. When Philip said, "Show us the Father," Jesus said, "If you've seen me, you've seen the Father." Everything Jesus did, the Word says that he spoke the words that God spoke. He said, "I only do what I see my Father do." So everything that he did was what God was telling him to do. Let's read that scripture. We quoted it, but let's read the scripture in Acts 10 about Jesus' ministry. How Peter described it, Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. And healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. It's raining on me. Come help me. Are y'all getting wet? In the name of Jesus. Name. In Jesus'
Okay. We want to ask you, please,
because of the roof,
we want to go over to the exhibition hall. So if you'd take your things, please, and just move orderly through this door here, over to the exhibition hall next door. The attendants with the people in the wheelchairs, please come down and assist them. Just go in an orderly manner. Everything is fine. The Lord is in control.
Yeah, I just don't want to rush out.
So if you will, just move over to the exhibition hall.
Go believe in God! We're healed! We're healed! We're protected! We're delivered! Hallelujah! Go ahead and close your eyes and just close out everything but the Lord. The gospel that I have heard is the power of God unto my salvation. I confess Jesus Christ as Lord over my life, spirit, soul, and body. I receive the power of God to make me sound, whole, delivered, saved, healed, right now. I act on the Word of God and receive the power of God. Sickness, disease, and pain, I resist you in the name of Jesus. You are not the will of God for me. I enforce the Word of God on you. I'll not tolerate you in my life.
Leave my presence.
I'll never allow you back. My days of sickness and disease are over.
The power of sickness
has been forever broken
over my life.
I am the saved.
I am the healed.
Jesus bore my sickness,
weakness and pain,
and I am free.
Sickness shall no longer lord it over me.
Sin shall no longer lord it over me.
Fear shall no longer lord it over me.
I've been redeemed from the curse of the law.
And I proclaim my freedom
in Jesus' name.
Today,
the gospel
is the power of God
to me
unto salvation.
I receive the gospel.
I act on the gospel.
And I am made whole
in Jesus' name.
Now, each one of you just lift up to Jesus what you'd have him do for you right now. Just say it to him. Lord, I would have you do this. And you tell him what it is. Lord, we would have a marvelous and wonderful manifestation of your healing power here right now. I take authority over every sickness, over every disease, every infirmity. I take authority over every evil spirit, every evil addiction in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Every devil, I take authority over you in Jesus' name, and I command you to loose this people and let them go. Jesus, the healer, is healing them now, delivering them from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Be made whole, be made whole, be made whole in Jesus' name. Begin to do what you couldn't do before. Step out on your faith. Jesus has come to meet you today and do exactly what you asked him to do, exactly what you believed him to do. And Lord, we give you the praise and the glory. I break the power of every disease in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. I rebuke blind spirits off your eyes, and I command your eyes to see and to be normal in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I speak to your blood to be healed and normal in Jesus' name. I command your knees, your back, your bones to get in place, to be strengthened, to be normal in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I rebuke scoliosis off your spine. You get off of them in the name of Jesus. I rebuke paralysis and any kind of infirmity that would impair your body. And I command you to go free in the name of Jesus. Jesus sets the captives free from a body that doesn't work in the name of Jesus. I speak to your heart, your organs, your heart. Command your heart to be normal and healed and whole. Your liver to recover and to be absolutely new in the name of Jesus and to be made whole. I speak to kidneys to be normal and to function, to be restored in Jesus' name. I rebuke cancer, every form of cancer. I command the spirit life to die in that cancer. You come out, you die and come out in the name of Jesus. I rebuke tumors and abnormal growths, and I command them to go from you in Jesus' name. Every tumor, you leave them now. You dissipate, and don't you ever come back in the name of Jesus. Cancer, don't you ever come back. This one has been healed. This one has been saved from sickness and disease in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, Lord, and we give you glory. I rebuke every dark and evil spirit off your mind in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Jesus of Nazareth is healing you, delivering you, and making you free. Just lift up your hands and say, I receive it, I receive it, I receive it. I receive it, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I magnify you and glorify you. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord God. Oh, we don't need these nasty old cigarettes
anymore.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. She's free. Say it. I'm free.
I am free.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. And glory thank you, God. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yesterday made a week I had surgery on my neck. They had to take the disc out. And I was suffering with severe...
Get right close to me here.
I was suffering from severe muscle spasms in my neck and losing my arm. But praise God, it had a burn, and now
it's normal.
I can, yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Wonderful, Lord. Glory to God. This is wonderful.
I had a headache every minute of this meeting until she started praying. It left.
Hallelujah.
I don't have not
glory
one bit.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Bless the Lord. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. When I came, I could hardly see. And now I can.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus,
yes.
My back is healed,
yes.
And my eyes are healed. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for healing him.
We came here believing, especially my wife. My wife's just been believing. I've been in pain in my knees for 10 years.
Oh, Jesus.
And I was believing, and then I wasn't believing. And then I was believing, and I wasn't believing. But my wife was believing.
She stayed with it.
Last night, in last night's service, we were praising and praying, and at the moment Brother Kenton came on the stage, he said, just praise God and give it up. And I asked, I dedicated and I gave it up,
yeah.
And I said, I want my inheritance right now. And the first words out of Brother Ken's mouth was, somebody's knees are being healed, and it was mine.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Wonderful.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. I came here today to finish the job, and it was just done now. My foot is better. I'm walking like
yes,
I'm 15
healed.
Years old. Praise
hallelujah.
God.
He's healing you.
God bless
hallelujah.
You.
Be healed in the name. Receive your healing. Be made whole. Healed. Healed. Recover. Healed in the name of Jesus.
Today's broadcast came from Healing School at the 1995 Tallahassee Victory Campaign. That storm stopped at the convention center. And my mom, Gloria Copeland rebuked that storm. You know, I have watched my mom take authority over storms, over me and my brother, over stuff, over the enemy, over sickness, over disease. She walks in such courage, but not on her own. She doesn't walk in that kind of courage on her own. She walks in the courage of living in the name of Jesus. And I want to make that point today, just being courageous. You know, when sickness comes, when a storm comes, when trouble comes, when lack of finances, when worries come, when storms of life come, they can't stop God's word from having the effect in your life when you live in the name of Jesus. The Bible says the name of Jesus is a strong tower. And we're safest when we don't leave the tower, when we stay right there in it. So that day you saw the courage come across out of my mom, but it's the courage of living in Him. And so today, you know, sometimes when there's something that really strikes me, that I'm going to do that, or I'm going to walk in that, I'm going to live in that. Many times I'll bring my offering with that and just say, Lord, this represents my life. This represents my time, my efforts, my money, my essence that I spent to get this money. And I'm bringing it to you as a point of contact that I will walk in that place. So just today, as you sow your offering, say this with me. Lord, I will walk and live in your name, in the name of Jesus that is a strong tower, that I live in healing because I live in your name. I live in prosperity because I live in your name. I live in protection, divine protection, because of your name. No storm of life, no attack against my children or my family or myself will prosper because I live in that name. As you sow your offering this week, think about that. Let it resonate in your heart all week long. We appreciate you guys. We appreciate your prayers and support. And we thank you for sowing into this ministry. And we agree with you that you live in the name. Amen. This is Kelly Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for your faithful support. Now you can text the letters KCM and the amount you'd like to give to 36609.